On New York University Week, staffing is a critical factor for nursing homes. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jasmine Travers, assistant professor in the Rory Myers College of Nursing, focuses on disadvantaged communities.
1.3 million older adults in the U.S. are nursing home residents who often have complex medical needs. Research shows that nursing homes that maintain higher levels of staffing by registered nurses, certified nursing assistants, and rehabilitation specialists have better resident outcomes. Yet, there are marked disparities in nursing home staffing, which may be exacerbated by neighborhood-level factors. My colleagues and I recently evaluated the magnitude of nursing home staffing differences across levels of neighborhood deprivation. We looked at small geographic units called census blocks and leveraged data from Area Deprivation Index, a measure of neighborhood socioeconomic disadvantage, which we then linked with publicly available nursing home quality and staffing data. We found that 16% of U.S. nursing homes are in severely deprived neighborhoods. These facilities were more likely to be for-profit and serve a higher proportion of Black residents and Medicaid recipients. Staffing among nursing home personnel who provide direct resident care was significantly lower in facilities in disadvantaged communities. In a 100-bed nursing facility in a severely deprived neighborhood, there would be 6 fewer daily hours of care provided by a registered nurse as compared to a similar nursing home in a less deprived area. This is a large disparity given the already low nurse-to-resident ratios in skilled nursing homes, which have been exacerbated by the COVID-19 pandemic. Our research team also found evidence of care substitution. Nursing staff with lower salaries, certified nursing assistants, and licensed practical nurses had fewer disparities in staffing hours in our study than registered nurses when comparing nursing homes located in severely deprived neighborhoods to those in less deprived neighborhoods. Even after accounting for differences in medical complexity, substitution of less trained nursing staff providing clinical care remains evident in the findings, raising concerns about quality of care. Taken together, our findings suggest that nursing home staffing suffers in disadvantaged communities.
That was Jasmine Travers of New York University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.